This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. It was announced this afternoon that there is now a proposed merger of Kennesaw State University with Southern Polytechnic State University. Kennesaw State in Kennesaw, Southern Poly in Marietta, not too far from each other. Dr. Dan Papp is the president of Kennesaw State. Dr. Papp, welcome back. Good to have you.
Thank you. Good to be back on board, Dennis.
These two schools are close in proximity, but why merge them? Are they similar enough in academic mission to have this make any sense?
We are close in distance, as you observed, and we are extremely complementary in programs. With Southern Polytechnic having as its primary focus engineering technology, and architecture, the programs there complement the programs that we offer here at Kennesaw absolutely perfectly, and vice versa. This means that we will be able to truly be a comprehensive university as a single combined institution.
Would it be called Kennesaw State? Would it be, have a new name entirely? Who's absorbing whom here?
It will be called Kennesaw State University, and I'd prefer not to use the term absorbing. We are going to be actually a new institution with additional programs moving forward.
But will any of the programs now at Southern Poly not be continued under the merger?
While we can't make a definitive statement that no programs will be discontinued, I believe the expectation is that all programs currently in place will be in place long enough for students to graduate.
How much of this was driven by academic considerations and how much by economic ones? The state university system has been losing state funding over the last few years, and that's one of the reasons why some of the previous mergers around the state have happened. So how much of this was an economic decision rather than something that says, okay, we can make the academics better?
I believe it's a combination of both the academics and the economics. As I commented previously, the academics of Kennesaw State and Southern Polytechnic State are perfectly complementary one with another. So that's part one. Part two, on the economics, with the reduction in administrative overhead and the reduction in back office overhead, it very clearly will be able to redirect a certain amount of money, although we do not know how much, from the administrative areas and from the back office areas into the delivery of educational programs for our students.
Are we at any risk here of perhaps losing the outreach to some of the youngsters who are on what the state says it wants, which is a vocational technical track for students who want to get some more education beyond high school but might not go into a traditional four-year college?
That might be true in other portions of the state where mergers have either been undertaken or are being considered. But in this particular instance, I don't think that is accurate. Again, we are only about 8 miles apart. Students will be able to go back and forth from campus to campus. And again, neither campus is being closed. Both campuses will stay open. Rather, there will be a reduction in administrative staff. There will also be a reduction in back office duplication. So the programs themselves and the access to the programs should not be altered in any way, shape, or form.
So if you're saying there are some positions consolidated, I assume that means there will be some layoffs coming from this.
Over time, undoubtedly, yes. But again, the track on the consolidation is going to be over a 14-month period between now and December of 2014 and January of 2015. So there will be plenty of time to make decisions. There will be plenty of time to do the best job at consolidating in the best interest of the students.
As far as admission requirements go, again, talking about the students who are perhaps most at risk of losing higher education, would we find that some of those students who might be brought in right now might not be admitted under the merger?
Right now, Kennesaw State and Southern Polytechnic State University have very similar admissions requirements, so that should not be an issue whatsoever.
Dr. Dan Papp is the president of Kennesaw State University. Dr. Papp, thanks so much for being with us. Obviously, we'll stay in touch with you as this goes forward.
Thank you, Dennis. Pleasure to be with you.